Are we live?
We are live. Hua.
How's my sound?
Great. Clear. Fresh.
Clear. Fresh. Clear.
That's actually very good because literally this, like, I want to say maybe 30 seconds after you texted me, the cable guy, or I guess like the internet guy, because we're getting AT&T fiber, he actually came by. He was like, I know I'm like an hour and a half early.
Right. Right.
And also the demon dogs from next door are howling. So this should be a fun episode.
This will be, it'll be perfect for Halloween.
Yeah.
Stella! Stella!
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Welcome, everyone, to an episode of On the Rocks with Ash and Kiki. My name is Ash.
My name is Kiki.
Awesome sauce. How are you doing, girl?
I made it. It's a beautiful day. I cleared out all of my summer whole clothes yesterday, so I just feel a cleanse coming, okay?
You ladies feel a cleanse coming on.
I feel a cleanse coming. I feel a change. This is my favorite season. So,
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How are you?
I'm doing, I was going to lie and say I'm doing well. I'm not doing well.
We don't lie on here. We don't lie.
What did Dorinda say? How is it? Not fucking well.
Okay? Well, bitch.
So long story short, I've been off my meds for 3 weeks, not on purpose, but because I have been fighting with my pharmacist in Georgia. And long story short, of course y'all know I moved, so I can't go all the way to Decatur to get my meds. So originally when I moved, they let me just ship them to my house. But then when I tried to do it a second time, Walgreens said that they couldn't do it. Then when I called like the corporate number, they said, oh, you have to make an account. And I was like, I did make an account. And they're claiming that they don't have it in the system and that like it didn't exist. And I was like, but how did I get my meds just like a month and a half ago if I quote unquote didn't exist? But either way, I'm going back and forth with them, and my previous psychiatrist in Atlanta is not responding to my change of address request, and my new psychiatrist here, I haven't been able to see her yet. So yeah, life sucks right now.
That is terrible. I'm sorry.
Well, I wouldn't say life sucks because, like, at the end of the day, it is something that I can eventually fix. So I'm going to try calling Monday and just being like, look, I just need to change the address and get my refills reinstated because I obviously can't see my old psych anymore because I'm no longer a resident of Georgia. But I also cannot see my new psychiatrist yet because they have not processed my intake paperwork. But like, a young thug is drowning without the Zoloft, and it's weird because everything else is going really well in life, but I cannot enjoy it because I have like completely, I don't know if relapse is the proper word, but like where I had been feeling very even keel and had not really been dealing with my anxiety as much, everything is heightened. And like, there are some days where, like, I'm afraid to leave my house. And it's not even on, no, like, I'm afraid of the world. It's just, like, my anxiety is on 10. And I would just prefer to hide until it returns to normal. And my boss, she was like, well, you're still doing really great at work. She was like, if anything, you're exceeding expectations. And, of course, I'm a dog mom now. So, like, I'm super happy about that. But I just feel like I can't enjoy anything right now because my brain chemicals are messed up. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trauma dump like that. It just came out.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah.
You and I will talk off the pod.
Oh, I'm in trouble, y'all.
I'm sending you to the principal's office. Well, I send you the best. I mean, I know that sucks. And that's actually like very dangerous because you can't just stop your medication. Like,
yeah,
your body is going to fucking
yeah
revolt.
Yeah, it's revolting right now. I knew it was bad when I just randomly started crying at stuff again, because ever since I started my meds, my emotional receptors have kind of like been off. Like it's just not been a thing that has like I still, would show emotion, but like where I used to so easily cry, it takes a lot for me to cry now. And now that I have been without my meds for like 3 weeks, everything makes me cry now, like everything. And it's very annoying because Jesus Christ, how does one get through life without just like randomly having what is the lady's name? The lady from The Different World, like she just cried during the wedding all the time. That's how I feel, just
Oh,
like
the aunt,
randomly.
Whitney's aunt, or
Yeah.
Byron's aunt.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful. Like, yeah. So yeah, like I said, I'm just kind of, I'm maintaining, and I'm like trying to do the best I can, but like also I recognize that there is some stuff not working against me, but there are things that are like out of my control, and until those factors get resolved, I'm kind of just like floating, and it just makes me a little sad. But yeah, how are you? I'm sorry, I really did not mean to just like word vomit.
No. Wait, I'm doing fine.
Tell me something happy.
I got my Halloween costume yesterday, courtesy of Amazon.
Oh, what is it?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh, you're Adonis singing us. You are not hiding your
Yes,
Halloween costume from the world. You're hiding
right.
your Halloween costume. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling a Drake.
Okay.
Shout out to Pusha T. But it actually fit, and I'm
Yes.
so very lucky. And now the rest of my friends, we're going to this Halloween party with the open bar on Friday.
Jealous.
And of course, I'm the only girl, so I'm going with my three guy friends. And last night, everybody's like, "Oh, do we need costumes?" So that's where I'm at.
It must be nice to be a man and just like float through life, not knowing what to do and just showing up places.
Just show one. Well, one of them finally texted this morning and he was like, "Oh, I don't have a costume. Are costumes like required?" And I put my phone back on Do Not Disturb and I went back to bed
You're like, you
because.
know what? I'm gonna let you think about what you just said and evaluate the consequences of your actions, and I'll be over here.
One job. You literally just have to show up. But men,
Men.
any shout outs before we start?
Shout out to my best friend Jill from middle school. Jill got married 2 weeks ago. Or no, was it a week ago? Yeah, she actually got married a week ago.
About a week ago.
About a week ago, you know. And of course, shout out to her and her wife Amanda. But I also want to shout out one of my good friends from college, Rodney, who catered her wedding. So it was at this wedding that I found out that Rodney has taken his catering full time. For a while, Rodney was a head chef for, I believe it was an Italian restaurant in Mount Pleasant, and he did that for a while. And then one day the owner came in and was like, "Oh, by the way, today is the last day of service. Like we sold the restaurant." And I remember when he had told me that, he mentioned that he was trying to figure out, was he going to, go work for another restaurant, or was he gonna kind of like strike out on his own, because he had been catering on the side for a while. And I remember he was like, "I think I'll try another restaurant." And yeah, so to see that not only has he taken his catering business full time, but also he is basically booked for the next 6 months, and I mean like booked all over the Southeast, I'm very excited for him. He has already made quite a name for himself in private event catering with celebrities. He's done a lot of NBA stuff. And then also the food was just really good. Like, yeah, I don't eat deviled eggs, but he had deviled eggs with caviar on the menu.
Ooh.
There was deviled eggs with caviar. There was ceviche. There was a smoked chicken salad. There was a gyro station with chicken gyros. And then what was the other thing? There was something else. Oh yeah. Then there was this butternut squash tartlet that he made. It was with pancetta and spinach. Bitch. So yeah, shout out to Rodney Gray and his private chef endeavors. I was so excited to be able to bear witness and to just see, like, in person, like, the works, the fruits of his labor. And it just kind of reminds me that, like, I'm in the phase now where I'm starting to see a lot of the stuff that my friends have been working for since we all met in college, and seeing, like, the fruits of their labor and their visions come to fruition. It's just really an honor to bear witness to. I'm very excited. So yeah, that's my shout out.
My shout out, speaking of colleges, to the Carolina Gamecocks for holding on last night and beating Texas A&M for the first time
ever. I was not prepared for that.
Ever. The last 9 seconds. Okay, let's just move on.
Oh, okay.
they got possession of the ball, and it was just like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But shout out to the Gamecocks. I like that the college students can have a nice season like I did in undergrad.
Oh, they're never going to get what we got in undergrad. They're never going to get that.
Y'all never going to get a five-peat, but at least you can at least try for bowl eligibility.
Yeah, like, I don't think Carolina, at least not in the next 10 years, I don't think they'll ever get to the Fear the Thumb era again. Like, but also, yeah, I don't know. And it's hard for me to say I have faith, because when Muschamp came, I thought I had faith, and he quickly,
I don't know why,
be a shitter. And so with Beamer, it's like, yeah, I have faith, but also, haven't we established that, like, a lot of these coaches just really don't know what's happening? And where we're putting all this emphasis on football, the real star of the show is Dawn Staley. So, like, no one is seeing her. No one is
seeing
her.
Why did you have faith in Muschamp? He was terrible at Florida.
I was trying. That was back in my optimism era, clearly. Oh. Yeah, that was back when I was a positive
thinker. You and your optimist bag.
Fun times. Anywho's. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
So I feel like pop culture has just been like a melting pot of hot bullshit. Like, is that an accurate description?
That's accurate.
It's like, on one hand, you got the rap girlies fighting. And, or let me rephrase, you got some of the rap girlies letting the ultimate bully enable them to be bullies of the other rap girlies. And the other ones just kind of being like, okay, sis, that's cool. And then you have the other rapper who shall not be named, who has literally that's just weird. And in between, you have all these other, like, random incidences. So it's just kind of like, I'm not quite sure what is happening. For a while, I felt like we could blame it on Mercury being in micrograde, but, like, Mercury retrograde has been over for 3 weeks, and the shadow period has been over for 2 weeks. So at this point, everybody just wild out because they can.
So I'm going to name names, because that's what we do on this podcast. Onika Mirage, I need you to put the dollar bill or whatever it is you use to go nose to nose with your compact mirror. I need you to put it down, because it's getting old at this point. You
are literally
sending out attack dogs when you should be concerned about, you know, maybe going. Can you travel for Halloween with your family? I don't really know what you can do, but just lock the house down on Halloween, because we know how your husband goes. Just stop. It's getting old. It's getting redundant. I understood because every Monday there's a rap girl beef. With that being said, Cardi, you are so rich. You are so successful. You have a beautiful family. You still love that cheating ass husband. That's great. You do not have to address everything that has your name attached to it.
Can I say something?
Like, you are falling into the plan. Yes, ma'am.
Cardi, I don't know, like, when you gonna figure it out, but sis, you are literally on God's, like, VIP list right now. Like, you beating court cases out the wazoo. Not even that. a woman who was trying to evade paying you money, and the world was like, oh, well, she fled to a foreign country, so she doesn't have to do it. And the government threw that big joker down and was like, you thought, literally, ma'am, you are on God, like, you got Jesus on the main line right now. I would not be talking to anybody. Like, these hussies
delete
would not
the social media.
Not even just delete the social media. Like, legit, it's above you. It's not even above you, it's beneath you. How about that? Like, you have these two adorable kids who look smack like they Auntie Hennessy. Like, legit. And the best part is, you are literally, like, you have exceeded the expectation of what was set for you. You don't got to talk to nobody legit for the rest of your life. Like, legit, you have done enough to where if you decide you want to walk away and be like, you know what, this was fun, you can do that, sis. So do it. But, you know, I get it's easier said than done. But Miss Mamas, especially watching the super freaky grandma and all these antics, like, you should be thankful that, like, you still got your right mind. Let it go, sis. Like, let them think whatever, let them say whatever, because at this point, like, it is very clear that God is playing favorites and he ain't playing about you. So just let sleeping dogs lie. But
I still say delete the Twitter.
Like, oh, hell yeah. Either delete it or give it to management, like the pop girlies be doing. Like, do something. But, like, get, like, delete it off your phone. Delete it from the cloud.
delete. With delete. The latest rap beef with Big Lotto and Nicki. This is how Nicki loses me. Like, she will have an actual, like, credible opinion. And then I don't know what happens. Maybe it's mirror time. And then she loses the message of what she was originally saying.
The plot is lost.
The plot. She lost the plot. And I'm glad Lotto stood up for herself and was like, you're not going to bully me. That's where I ended, because I wouldn't be posting conversations I had with her. I wouldn't be posting DMs. I wouldn't be throwing out the R word, but you still were begging for features, even though you knew she was associated with R worders. Again, losing the plot. I don't know why JT was beefing with Cardi. I don't understand.
It seems like everyone who is still in good, I guess, standing with Coke. So, and that's the other thing. Clearly, P is the one who got beef with everybody. Because all I hear about Coach K is Coach K just working. Coach K is just making money. He's closing deals. You know, he taking his kids to soccer practice or whatever. I don't never hear about Coach K being in no foolishness. It is always Pierre and that bell pepper ass nose. Always. And I feel like it seems that they have all decided they're going to draw a line in the sand. And it's like, oh, okay, so you ain't effing with P no more. We gonna make things awkward. Quavo and Takeoff, messy, sassy selves. JT, his fallen one. JT, why, like, we are in a place now where Carisha has a more polish in the media right now.
Wow.
Than JT. That's bad. I never thought we would get here. But here we are.
Wow.
Carisha said, there is literally an infinite amount of money in my bank account, and the bulk of it is money that I generated, but I don't have to touch that money because I have the sugar daddy of all sugar daddies. You won't hear nothing from me. I'm not understanding JT's beef with Cardi. I'm not understanding why Nicki still feels the need to talk about Meg. And I'm just like, what are we doing here? And it's weird because everyone will be like, oh no, this is how the game goes. I just watched the Rolling Stones series with the musicians on musicians, and Flo Millie and Lotto did a series together. I have watched, or I've seen the video.
Flo Millie shit.
Look, first of all, supremacy. Like, stop it. But I'm
consistent. Always increasing the quality of her work.
Mm-hmm.
I love Flo Millie. I love her.
Literally nothing but the best for her. But I'm, like I said, I'm watching them like literally talk about how they value each other's opinions and how even though they're peers, that encouragement, it's good for them. It's good for self-esteem because it lets you know, like, yeah, I'm doing something, but also, like, I got the potential to go further because I got people who have my back. Watching Mona Leo and Flo Millie's friendship and Lakia and young baby Tate and Ken the Man. Like, I'm literally watching the younger rap girls be like, you know what? Why do we have to go at it with each other? Them girls out of Memphis, Glorilla, Big Carbon, Slime-A-Roni, like legit. They basically are like the hood, not even the hood rat, like the ratchet music Avengers. And I feel like if they all can just enjoy themselves and enjoy the fact that clearly I wasn't supposed to get to this point, but here I am and I want to have fun with it. Have fun, girls. Like literally. Have fun. And they'd be like, oh, it can't be done. It can be done. It's just these hussies choosing not to do it. And it's just really pathetic to watch.
So if Mondays are for rap beefs, Tuesdays are for divorces.
Yes, everybody. Is nothing sacred? Just kidding. Nothing is sacred. Absolutely.
I was shocked. I wasn't shocked about Tia Mowry. And that scarecrow man that she's been tethered to. I feel like she's been married to his tether and not the real him.
Oh, God.
What was your reaction when the news broke?
It was weird. And I guess I'll say it was weird because I was like, I never hear anything about them. And I guess right. That's kind of how it's supposed to be. So in a way, like, good for them. But yeah, like I never hear anything from them. The last I the things I always remember is that they have those two adorable kids and they make these, you know, like Tia basically forces everybody in the family to make like the TikTok transition. And they'd be like, well, okay, can we eat now? Because you know she can cook her ass off. And she probably like bribing them with food. And that's the end of it. So like I didn't really so when I saw it I was like, well, didn't see that coming, but also divorce literally is not off the table for nobody, so I was just kind of like, okay. And of course the idea that everyone keeps like, oh, Corey must have done something bad, and I'm just like, let's just wait it out.
Why is it easy to believe that though?
That's what I'm saying too, like why is it so easy for everyone to be like, oh, Corey must have cheated. Could it not be that maybe just like Tia was like, you know what, I think I'm bored, I think I'm done. And it's just kind of like, yeah, also I don't have much I don't want to say empathy, but like I can't really feel heartbroken when rich people get divorced because ultimately they have like the resources to move about it in a way that your regular Tom, Dick, and Harry and Sam and Sally, they can't go about it that way. So, you know.
Hashtag chill is over.
Now that, I saw it coming with binoculars.
I think we all, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller, and Ray Charles all had a meeting and was like, yo, if you gaze into the future, like, I'm sorry. A man who has habitually cheated in every relationship he's had. I know people be like, oh, people change, blah, blah. No, there are some people who change and there are some people whose quote unquote mistakes turn into habits and they literally don't know how to do anything else. So there's that. And then also it's just, for me, I was like, wow, you really had that super spreader event where everybody and their mama talked trash about you in that wedding. And you didn't even make it 2 years. Like, I mean, she will not be the first person who had this elaborate wedding. Well, not even she. They, because it is them. They will not be the first couple who had this super elaborate, over-the-top wedding and then got divorced in like record time. They will not be the first couple to do that, and they damn sure won't be the last. So it's just kind of like, girl, but also Cynthia, just stop dating. Matter of fact, you can date who all you want, don't marry nobody else.
Yeah, marriage just isn't for you.
And it's not for you. It is
even
not
in the beginning. I hadn't been watching Roa then, but I was like, oh, Cynthia's getting married. Maybe it was the Corona season. So I was like, oh, I'll watch it. And he just seemed very disinterested the whole time. And then that episode where his daughter was over and he was talking about how he cheated in every relationship and how he cheated on her mother.
Yeah.
And how upset at his daughter being upset. I was like, Cynthia, what are we doing?
It was very telling. It was very telling. The emotional intelligence is not there.
It's not even age shaming. I never want to force a person to be with me.
Right.
Ever. Go to hell.
And like, to be completely honest, I feel like maybe we need to go back to the drawing board. And let's say, so Cynthia, why did you and Leon not work out? And like, are there factors that were in place at the time that now...
Probably at the time. I feel like, because when they were together, he had a good career going. So he could have been a narcissist. We don't know.
Yeah.
It looks like he's changed, though. I don't think he's the same person he was then. But
also, isn't Leon West Indian? I feel probably. Like he is. So like that's the crux of it. Like, I feel like the root cause of all men and their issues is, are they West Indian or are they a man? Like, yeah, that too. So like, but then, you know, it kind of goes to the it's complicated theory. Like, you know, you get at the time you're in this relationship, the life cycle is happening. And when certain things are happening in your life, you are not always, but like, I just feel like it's easy to fall victim to the circumstances, and because you and the person are not on the same page and there are factors that are outside of your control, it just doesn't work at the time. And then, you know, life goes on, you get a few more life experiences under your belt, and you know, the quality of life improves, and you might be able to spin the block and say, okay, so what was an issue for us before is actually now like non-existent. Let's see if we can give this a try. I'm not like opposed to it. So I wonder if maybe she need to go back and be like, so
I think she needs a younger man.
She had it. No, that was Shawnee O'Neal. I was like, didn't she date this young man? But yeah. Oh wait, wasn't she dating a younger guy before Mike?
Because she wasn't, but he was trying to be famous, and Portia and Eva had tea on him.
Oh, yeah.
A girlfriend while he was dating her.
Yeah. Low key, she might need to go get her a man outside.
Maybe she needs a white man.
I'm thinking either like Russian or maybe like, maybe Australian or, ooh, maybe even an Indian. So, like, Middle Eastern. Because, like, she could, that's some money, first of all. Like, that is some money. So, you know, I'm thinking, like, maybe Middle Eastern. Like, a nice oil heir. Or, you know, maybe, like, a info technology person. Like, oh, I created an algorithm and sold it for, like, $60 billion. That type of shit. You know?
As long as it's not Peter Thomas.
Absolutely not. Shoot, like I said, do something different. I keep telling people that I feel like Kenyon needs her, like, I think Kenyon should go the athlete route. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like
Kenya
that would work
and Dak
for her.
Prescott to link
that
up.
Picture, I love that picture so much. I'm just like, what's stopping it? Like, how these motherfuckers ain't stop? Like, Kenyon, do it, girl. Like, Kenyon would do very well as a wag. I don't know how to explain it, but I could see that for her. And not just like them new up and coming wags that was on like E and stuff, but I mean like a very seasoned wag. Like, I could see it for her. I could see it for her.
Her and Dakota Prescott need to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Just
saying, okay. Say what?
What do you have next on your list?
Oh, so, well, I don't want to talk about that man because he has another person who has lost the plot.
Did he ever have the plot?
Yeah, no, he didn't. You make a very valid point there. He did not have the plot.
So if I may say something quick about him.
Yes.
I find it very interesting that this is where Kanye has lost y'all, when this man has consistently proven that he has no regard for the Black community.
That part.
Just look at the receipts. Fuck you, Noriega. Now you want to backtrack and, oh my gosh, I let you guys down. But you were just tweeting how that episode of Drink Champs was more watched than Sunday Night Football.
This is why Wallow and Gilly are going to come from behind and just basically snatch everybody. Because, like, what? This is foolishness. This is purity foolishness.
Like, and not even on the... I just... I keep thinking about George Floyd. Immense amount of the village she is going to need surrounded by her for the rest of her life.
Yep.
Because y'all allow... And when I say y'all, you know who I'm talking about. Y'all allow this man to... Y'all offer him endless platforms to just get up and spout lies, hate speech, things that are unfounded with a lack of evidence. And y'all think it's cool and he's different and he speaks the truth. Okay.
Platform after platform that is just...
Black platform after platform, too.
Yeah, I saw a tweet the other day that said, like, the hate of a strong Black woman or the hate of a Black woman, period, will make people do really crazy things. And, you know, that is accurate because are y'all dumb? Like what? What? Like, it's not, the math is not mathing to me. It's not making sense. And this, I want to say it's disappointing because, and like you said, the idea that this is the straw that's breaking a lot of people's backs, that's disappointing as well because I feel like we should have been deaded this issue or got rid of this person a solid maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago.
But you can even say a decade.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, we can go, we're at the decade mark at this point because it's just not... 1 + 1 is not equaling 2. Like, we're getting 11 calculations, and I'm not understanding it. I'm just not. Like, it's very weird. It's very, very weird. Like, what Nene said, it's getting weird. Like, what Nene said, it's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Hashtag white lives matter.
Gross.
And yes, I'm sorry, I just had to say that real quick about him.
Okay. Trying to think what else is, because I will say, those two people have dominated the news cycle. It's like they have been in headlines, if not every day, every other day for the past 3 weeks. What was I gonna say? Just a quick little sidebar. I don't know how to tell y'all this, but like, Ray J is not the martyr for Black men falling victim to white women that y'all want to make him. And I don't understand why y'all, like, I don't get that. I don't understand why y'all, like, I completely want the bet. Like, why? Ray J literally got the role of Dorian in the 90s and he has not left that role. I want y'all to understand. The man is method acting to a fault. Like, he is not broken character. He's terrible. In particular, he gets a hearty fuck you because who are you to go and present suicidal ideations on social media and then when everybody, you know, like, they talk about their concern, you pull the stunt of, oh, I was just messing around. What is that to mess around about? Tell me, quickly. What is that to mess around about? Because I'm confused. So it's going to be forever fuck him. Candace Owens, girl, I don't know.
I don't know her.
I don't know what you thought this was, sis, but please understand. Borrowed time, my dear. Borrowed motherfucking time. Speaking of Ray J, Brandy, please go get sick. I mean, please go get healthy. Please go get well. Only person who needs to be allowed around you are your daughter and Willie Ray Sr., because everybody else don't mean you no good. Sonya and that curly quick weave and Willie Ray Jr. and his chaos, get from around Brandy. Y'all are literally sucking the life out of her. It's just a no. It's an absolute no. What was I about to say? So, you know, remember like a few years ago when I came to was it Morgan's graduation cookout?
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like I didn't know it at the time, but apparently I was eating a low vibrational plate. And all I have to say is there are people who say that they would never join a cult, but I feel like the reaction to that Coach Stormy lady and her foolishness is a prime example of how people are so desperate to be a part of something that they would let somebody talk crazy to them and be like, oh, that's deep. Y'all have lost y'all's rabbit ass minds.
I was reading an article, I was trying to, about why people like her attract Black women to their businesses or scammery.
Yeah.
Do you have any opinion on that?
And
how it's rooted in like church culture as well?
So I think it's rooted in church culture, but I also think it's rooted in this, I hate to say it, I noticed that behavior is prominent around girls who peaked in high school or women who peaked in high school. and they always, if you think about it, you always hear them refer back to like, oh, you know, in high school, I did X, Y, Z, and I was this and I was that. Or it was this idea that they wanted to be accepted so bad. And they wanted to be a part of the quote unquote it girl crowd. And where most people grow out of that, they have just been there since they were 14. And it's this, and then also I think it's like we live in a society that on one hand is pushing this whole soft life, feminine, like it's just very, like, I just feel like everybody's trying to go for the aesthetic. And that is where a lot of women fall victim. It's like they're trying to live this, they're trying to paint this picture and be the example. And it's like it's not happening. It's not translating the way you think it's translating. And it's very sad because clearly there's a lack of self-esteem. But I feel like it's ultimately for, I hate to say it, for like the male gaze and the idea of like, men want to fuck me and women want to be me. It's unfortunate.
Never been a follower, so I can't relate.
Did we the last time we recorded, had the news about Brett Favre come out yet?
It had just started.
Okay. Brett Favre, you can still suck a dick and go to hell. And in particular, I want you to understand that this idea that the media has mismanaged this story. No, if anything, they've been handling you with kid gloves, fam. They've been handling you with kid gloves. I wish nothing but the worst for you. And I want you to understand the amount of evil and just bad luck a person who would steal from a disenfranchised population. I want you to understand the type of hell and chaos you deserve. And all them people who had helped you, they deserve it too. So this idea that you're the victim, eat shit. Okay.
Rihanna is performing at the Super Bowl.
I don't know why. I don't know why. But in particular,
like, if it's not the VMAs performance where she had the whole dance hall on stage, I don't want it. With that long do-rag. Do you remember that?
It's the do-rag that was like, I loved it.
Like a cape.
Wow.
girl. What's my name? That performance, I don't want it.
Maybe it's just me, but I just assumed that when Rihanna had that baby, she was gonna be like, "All right, bye, y'all. Like, shout out to everybody. I had fun." And I was okay with it. So now it's just like the idea, like, oh, Super Bowl, that means, like, you know, new music. And I'm like, girl, you've been gone so long, I'm not even sure if I want it anymore.
Oh, I still want it.
I don't think I do. I'm not sure.
She definitely has enough hits to perform. I feel like she's one of those artists where she doesn't need, like, a co-person with her.
Right.
Like, co-play. We don't even remember them, baby. It was Bruno and Beyonce.
I literally thought it was the amount of times I have to remind myself, the Super Bowl was actually not Bruno Mars' Super Bowl. It was Coldplay's Super Bowl. And they brought Bruno Mars, who then brought Beyonce. Like,
which is true, because when a white person invites a black person anywhere, they're going to pull up with another black person.
I mean, it's just like, that's just the way it has to work.
I want Glorilla on the Super Bowl stage.
nigga free. Nah, let's nothing. So, have you seen the video of she's in London right now, I think. I don't know if she's on a press tour or, like, if she's touring or what. But she sat down with this radio station, and they got on the subject of foxes. And she was like, foxes? And the girl was like, yeah. And she was like, you don't know? And she was like, no. Y'all got foxes in London, and let's talk about it. Glorilla is a country girl icon because, number one, I've seen foxes, but I've assumed that they were kind of like restricted to rural areas. The DJ is describing, like, oh yeah, the foxes just be walking around London, like they not domesticated or anything. And the girl was just like, I can't believe it. And Glorilla was like, no, I can't believe it. Oh. And so I just find it enjoyable that Glorilla is just like, she, I don't want to say it's not like media training, but I love that she's not afraid to, like, not be stiff in these interviews. And she's like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? And sis was like, hold on, let me do my Googles. And it was just very funny. I want the best for Glorilla. I want the best for her. I also want that Hit Kid man. Well, I guess I want them to figure out, is it Hit Kid's fault that she not getting her money, or is it Ho Gotti's fault?
Probably the guy who looks like a big toe that was obsessed with Angela Simmons. Was it Angela or Vanessa?
It was Angela.
Angela.
It was Angela.
Do we have any male drama to talk about?
I've been hearing that like the nanny for Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde is starting to talk, and she's saying, like, apparently the story is, she's like, everyone's saying that Olivia was wrong for cheating, but Jason tried to manipulate her by throwing himself in front of a moving truck. And I'm like, oh, okay, so now we get into the rut.
I just think in that case they were both trash.
Yeah, because the nanny's like, well, technically, when Olivia started cheating, Jason kind of started cheating too, but he could never go through with it. And for me, it's just like, we wouldn't know any of this if they would have paid her. So it's kind of just like, wow, white people not paying their bills. What was the other thing I saw? Apparently, Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber are friends again.
They're not friends. They just took a picture together because the Selena stans have been terrorizing that girl for years.
They gotta let it go. Beavers. They gotta let that go.
That dick must be, you know, I'm kind of wondering.
Okay. Nia Long, sis, whatever you decide you want to do, we are here for you.
You fumbled Nia
Long? Bruh. Niggas are weird.
Nia Long!
Nigga, do you know who I am? I just said your name. Nia Long.
That is embarrassing, though. That is very... Men will embarrass you every fucking time.
Speaking of male drama, why is it that Mormons are always at the head of a sex scandal? Like, if you ever notice... Like, what is it about? I get it. Like, the Mormon church is a scandal.
Mormons and Catholics.
Yeah, that is true. But, like, I feel like Mormons is always in some shit, and it's always some, like, infidelity shit. Like, what is it? Like,
what are you referencing?
So the woman who Ime Adoku cheated with was a married woman, but like the whole thing is she's like this married Mormon influencer. And it just reminded me, like, I see a lot of these scandals on TikTok and Twitter where like these women getting caught cheating or these men getting caught cheating.
And she's black, like, right?
Huh?
She's black, right?
No.
We're talking about Nia Long's fiance side piece?
Yeah, she was a married white woman. She's the
because I was gonna say the Mormons don't recognize black people.
Oh, that's another thing. I didn't think they recognize black people, but here we are. Things that make you go,
My white king is about to be free. We just need to tie up all this paperwork. And Giselle, you can take the kids and do what you gotta do. And me and Thomas Jaquavius Brady, we can just finally live our life together.
Tom Brady has lost his fucking mind. Like, football cannot be that serious, bro. Especially, like, he's already, quote-unquote, the GOAT. So it's like, what else is there left to prove, my dog? What else is there? And you like, I'm going to play another 3 years. Sir, you are entering Derek
Lewis. Seven rings is not enough. We need 10.
Bruh, I want Sir to understand he is entering Derrick Rose leg territory. Like,
he's gonna be like King Viserys.
Nigga is one bad call away from his ACL snapping like a pasta noodle, fam. Like,
but he's still so good.
Is he?
He is.
Is he?
What other teams have 6 consecutive Super Bowl rings? We know it's not the Cowboys. Oops.
I'm about to say, that doesn't faze me. I don't root for them niggas, so I can tell you.
I mean, he's not the top athlete, but nobody else can really, no other quarterback within the last decade can really fuck with him. Like, yeah, you'll have these upsets, but the only person who can come close, I guess, is that boy from Kansas City. What's his name?
The Mahomes guy?
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. Josh Allen is a great quarterback, but we haven't seen the consistency of a Tom Brady in the last decade.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think that's very valid. I think that goes to...
And not even 6 consecutive rings, because it wasn't 6 consecutive. I'm just saying, like, what quarterback has stood out and led their team to a victory as consistently, even on another team?
Speaking of the sports ball... I'm not an Eagles fan, but y'all gonna stop playing on Jalen Hurts' name. Y'all gonna stop playing on that fine-ass man's name.
He is so...
Also, me
and...
me and my ex-husband had a health scare a few weeks ago. Miles, I want you to know that even though we're not together anymore, I still love you. Stop letting them hoes ride around in them trucks with you, because part of me wonders if you was doing something you weren't supposed to, and that's why you got in that accident that almost killed you. But
was he pulling a Kevin Hart?
That's the rule. Not even a Kevin Hart. I think he pulling a Terrence J.
Where is he nowadays? What's he doing with his life?
Don't know. I truly do not know, and I think that's a good thing. I like it like that, because that man was awful. Do we have it? Is there anything else in pop culture that you've been chomping at the bit to talk about?
Just this popped up this morning, that Travis Scott side piece. Well, really, his main is once again back in his life. And he's denying that he's ever met her or known her. And then she's y'all, this has been going on. Again, 10 must be the magical number. Almost a decade now. And the fact that she looks identical to Kylie, it's like, sir, you can't even deny her if you tried. Or really, Kylie looks identical to her.
Child, it's gotta be something in the water at this point, because what?
He's denying rumors that he cheated on her.
Lies.
With a girl who looks exactly like her.
Child.
And she's posting receipts, so, you know, I'm gonna grab my popcorn.
You can't get no receipts. What was I about to say? Oh my god, I just
had it. Streets.
I just had it. Oh my god. Oh yeah. I thought that, you know, fall/winter was gonna be quiet, you know, a little cuffing season foolishness or whatever you girls call it. But Drake and 21 Savage are doing a joint album next week. And I am ready to shake
her
hypothetical ass for the rest of the season. Like, I would say,
you're such a fucking stunt queen.
Oh yes. First of all, like, at this point, certain things, that nigga a munch. Okay, like, love him down.
Literally,
he's a bad bitch. Okay, he's like, do you see this Botox? Do you see these hair implants? Like, I'm letting my. You know, he eating his juices and berries and stuff or whatever. His juices and berries. But I feel like...
Are his juices and berries Odell?
Perhaps. Because, you know, perhaps.
That's great. Love perhaps. Is love. Love wins.
Yeah, you know, Odell's a family man now. But, you know, I think he still carries the torch when he needs to. Congratulations! I thought it would have been me. What was I about to say? Oh, but yeah. So I feel like the past few projects that Drake has done, people will like swear, like they'll debate on other songs, but anything he's done with 21 Savage has automatically like
it's been a winning combination, like him and Future.
Yeah, it just works. Also, 21 Savage, I love him. Like, good for Mr. you, Savage. 21. Like. Knight, Sir Knight 21 Savage.
And Lady Lotto.
I think it's adorable that they think that no one knows
that they've been together.
I think that is so precious. And you know, like, they really are like committed to the ruse. And I appreciate that for them. And she seems happy. He seems happy. That's good.
That's Let's good. Take a break.
We shall.
Yeah. Tom Brady, I'm here.
Oh my goodness,
break.
Shabuya,
roll call.
I go by Slime, yeah, and queen of the dance.
Yeah, that's it.
I got a couple other niggas, they ain't mine. Can't stop this pimping, cause bitch, I'm from Memphis. And I'm just like, yes, for the young queens. Anywho's, we're back and we're black.
We're back and we're black. I had so much FOMO watching all the BravoCon footage.
Can we talk about it? Because, like, I kind of want to go next year.
I want to go next year.
I kind of want to go.
And Fuck I'm glad. Week. Let's go to BravoCon.
Yeah, like so someone said, is BravoCon the gay man's essence festival? And I was like, first of all, don't reduce Bravo to just like gay men, because black women love them some Bravo. Like, I'm sorry,
we love not them. Their target demographic, but
yeah, like we're not clearly their target audience. However, we like it. It was also really great to see a lot of the people who do the reviews, be yes. there and like actually, you know, have. Like a presence and, you know, get a lot of like job opportunities out of it.
The Brooke Ash.
Yes. Brooke was like, let me tell you something. It was VIP all the way. And I said, I know that's right. So I know that's right.
Were there any moments that stood out? Any clips that you caught?
What was it? There was. See, and it's weird because I was thinking about it and now like so of course the fact that like all of the housewives and everybody, they did, you know, their panels and everything. So Real Housewives of Atlanta, the panel was interesting because I think they started filming I think like 2 weeks ago, So I'm interested to see how a lot of this translates on the show. And by the show, I mean the clips that I watch on IG, because I have not watched a full episode. I have not watched a full episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta, like, on TV in maybe 3 seasons. I'm not sure. But yeah, saw that. Shout out to the Real Housewives of the Brown Paper Bag Test. Them hussies are all seemingly clocking in and punching their time clock. And they was like, yeah, let's go ahead and earn this money. I was shocked to see Candace and Mia getting along, but also Candace and Ashley getting along. I thought that was interesting. I was like, is this because y'all in front of the boss, so y'all want to, you know, play nice? But I thought
that was interesting. Oh, that's not going to last long. That's not.
Ooh.
Well. This season, yeah.
Speaking of Bravo, I'm trying to figure out, do I want to talk about, like, something I noticed with the past two reunions, or do I just I don't know. So, yeah, I'll go ahead. So
wait, I gotta tell you what I liked about Bravo.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
And then we'll get into Vanita and Garcelle.
You know me so well.
I liked the little musical medley that they had with Kenya, Stassi, Candace, and On Display. I thought that was very cute.
Gorga.
I liked that they had a panel. It was like Squash the Beef. And everybody came for Vicky's 3 double necks.
Oh, God.
I also liked that they had Caroline Manzo on there, and Andy was trying to be messy and get her and Teresa to squash the beef. And Teresa was like, there's not enough security here.
My queen.
Don't even try it. And I was like,
Caroline Manzo, my queen. My queen.
Period. Period. But I really like the idea and the concept of BravoCon, and I think it's so fucking smart. And now those ticket prices be a little insane, because I remember before the 2021 got canceled, they were like, it started at $1,000 or $1,200.
Oh, chill.
And I was like, somebody got to sell a little bit of ass.
Mm-hmm. But, do something strange for a little piece of change.
I love that. I love the visibility. I saw a clip of this guy telling Kenya, he was taking a photo with her, and he was like, you make me happy when I'm sad. And she just started crying.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet, because you know, it gives them a chance to, I think, not in mass, but, like, I think they kind of get to meet a lot of their loyal audience.
Right.
That's really sweet. Good for them.
So, yeah, the concept of BravoCon is great. I love it.
Definitely.
I really want to go next year, so fingers crossed.
We'll plan it. Let's go ahead and start putting it into the atmosphere.
We're
and, you
manifest.
Know, and plus, you know, with your organizational skills, and my inner Virgo risings need to literally just plan everything. I feel like we could come up with a very comprehensive itinerary and payment schedule, and we could make it happen.
Let's do it.
Let's
now,
do
I know you were about to go into something you've noticed. Before you jump into that, have you been watching this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season?
Yes.
Quick opinions on part one and part two of the reunion.
Part one was kind of, what's the word? Part one, I was kind of like, oh, okay, we're getting there. Part two, I feel like came in and kicked the door down. It was just chaos from top to bottom. Like, I don't think there was a moment of peace. And in particular, it's on, I'm confused about Crystal. Because, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's her angle here? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what exactly is
Crystal's original angle was to be with the Fox Force 5.
Yeah.
They rejected her, and she tried to come around and sweep around Dort, Garcelle in Sutton's doorstep, which they still accept her. It's just like, girl... Side note, Crystal's brother is fine as hell, and I want to see more of him.
Yes. I love him.
There's something about him
I love
can't
him.
Put my finger on that I'd like to.
I was about to say, I know you would like to put your finger on. Okay.
But Crystal, girl, I need you to, because they were eating her up the first two reunions, and I was like, damn, Crystal.
It was just very, I was just very confused because I was just like, Crystal, what's happening? And also to still be holding on to this whole story with Sutton, I just feel like at this point.
Because it was a lie.
It was a lie. It was all lies.
Know why Kyle was going so hard for her. I was like, well, damn, Kyle, keep that same motherfucking energy.
Something is, I don't want to say something's up with Kyle, but like something's not clicking with her. I don't know what it is. It's like, it's very misdirected anger.
Yeah, it was
and
weird.
It's like the emphasis, and I hate to be that person, but I just feel like you doing a lot for other people. Why is it that Kathy, your own flesh and blood, isn't getting like in a fourth cup of this energy? But you sit here literally prepared to throw away your family or familial relationship to be in the good graces of Erica and Rena. I'm confused.
In the words of Crystal, you gotta stop, Kyle. You gotta stop.
I will say one thing about it. Crystal was like, let's be fucking for real. And I was like, yes.
Let's stop. Like, let me stop playing nice girl. Let me put you in your place, because you keep trying to negate her feelings and her perspective of a moment between her and Sutton, and that's not your place.
Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of not playing nice, this is the point I wanted to make. I will say, I feel like with Garcelle, I saw her start to like, I saw her kind of start to like buck that, but I'm noticing like for the Black women in these predominantly white cast member spaces, I think that there is this line they're trying to toe where they don't want to seem reactive and they don't want to, you know, appear as the angry Black woman. And I feel like, while I get that, after a certain point, you got to show people that fat meat is greasy. And in particular, I like that at one point, I want to say, I can't remember, was it episode one or was it episode two, where she snapped when Kyle was trying to basically, like, you know, save face for Diana about
episode
the
one. Okay, yeah. One.
I appreciate that Garcelle was like, hold the fuck up, hold the phone. So you telling me that my son is getting attacked by people, or he's getting attacked by bots that were clearly hired by someone in this, you know, cast/organization. You telling me that instead of worrying about how to best protect my son, I got to worry about protecting grown-ass women. Are you for real? And I think that it says something to where she straight up kind of put her foot down with Diana, was like, look, we don't have nothing to talk about. We don't have anything else to discuss. You don't lost your rabbit ass mind talking to me crazy and talking about my child crazy and then threatening me. But more importantly, like this idea that like you don't understand what my issue is with you. Like, stop playing dumb. I just feel like for all that intensity that we got in episode one, and then we get to part two, and it's revealed that Rena is the one that threw her book in the trash. Also, Rena has this petty ass reason about something with one of them stick figure children, and it turns out it wasn't even like something that big, but Garcelle was still kind enough to, once again, being kind. Garcelle, you don't owe these hussies your kindness. But then to watch them talk about how it was like, oh yeah, you know, Erica took the fall for it. But then also to reveal that it was sent like in a separate group text. And Garcelle just kind of had to like bite her tongue. And that shit just really makes me mad, because it's like, at one point, do you say, yes, I enjoy being on this show. Yes, I enjoy, like, you know, the perks I get from it. But I'm willing to let all of that fall to the wayside to not let these hussies play in my face. And the same thing goes for Vanita on Southern Charm. Now, we from the Low Country, so I feel like there's 6 degrees of separation. Like, I feel like I either know someone who knows Vanita, or I know someone who, matter of fact, do. My wedding planner knows Vanita, because she did the event planning for the premiere party for Vanita. Somebody needs to tell Vanita that them white girls are not her friends. I know it sounds cliche to say, but Madison, Naomi, who's the other girl? Catherine, Vanita. Stop letting them women talk to you crazy. Granted, there were a few times during the season where I felt like Vanita should have just left well enough alone, aka she should have just let them white people have their drama. But
I will say this as someone who sees Vanita out all the time. She is with black people. Those are not her friends.
Okay.
I've never seen her out with white people.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. So like, so yeah, you're right. Cause like I see what is it? Yeah, like I matter of fact, I think I was it a store I was in? I was somewhere and I just happened to look at the promotional photos. And it was Vanita and like this other, these other black women I knew. And I was like, oh my God, good for y'all. But also it's just kind of like, A, the whole, number one, Madison put you in a messed up situation when she invited someone to your birthday who kind of was hostile with you. And then for Madison to kind of like bully you on that couch and be like, basically like she perpetuated a lie and you didn't check her on it. That was one thing. I'm not even going to get into her interactions with Catherine because whatever. I was particularly upset with the way she let Naomi handle her because for y'all to have quote unquote been friends since high school,
I don't think that's true.
I don't know. Like, I'm just very confused because I'm just like, ain't no way someone who has known me since adolescence could A, tell me, like, talk to me crazy in front of a group and then that be, quote unquote, the end of our friendship. Something about that is not right to me. And I just feel like, Vanita, I get it. You know, you're in a mainly white space. And who knows, maybe this is like a means to an end. I don't know if it'll happen, but maybe we can get a spinoff of like Southern Charm Charleston with real actual like living, breathing legacy people of Charleston, like black people who actually make sense in Charleston. I don't know how to explain it, but maybe that can be a thing. I don't know. But I just genuinely feel like there is, if you do this next season, there cannot be space for the Olivias and the Madisons and the Naomis and even the Levas to talk to you crazy and put you in situations where you feel like you gotta be like demure and docile because you don't want to like lay down the hammer. I feel like at a certain point you gotta kind of like really show people what it is.
And so I say this to what you said regarding Garcelle and Vanita because I see this not even narrative. I see this discussion on Twitter all the time. I want to know, how would you prefer for Garcelle or Vanita to react in that moment when they are being disrespected?
So it's not that I want them to react with aggression, but like, I feel like...
I didn't say that.
What do you mean?
I didn't say that. How do you want them to react? I didn't say use aggression, but I think it's interesting that you said that.
Because I feel like that's automatically mm-hmm. what the stereotype is. And it's yeah. like, for me, I feel like there's a lot of grace and kindness extended that is not deserved from these people. Like, I feel like Erica and Rena, especially Erica does not deserve Garcelle's kindness. But then also the thing about it is, I'm always reminded, this is kind of like how reality TV works. And ultimately, like, if you want to keep your job, I feel like you kind of got to fall on the sword. I just wish they didn't have to do that so much. And I wish that there was a space where they could lash out and these same erratic reactions that other cast members get to have. I wish they got to have
they those. They cannot do that.
And I'm saying that's what sucks. That's right. Not fair. And right. But know, then but it becomes like, what do we do?
Fat means greasy. I'm just like, well, what do you want them to do?
Because then if they do that, then do they exactly. still have their job?
Exactly.
And
the way Garcelle has been handling herself these past two seasons. I know it's not the way I would handle someone. I know that. But I also understand that if she were to go to that level of aggression and fall into stereotypes, she gives the people that don't want her on the platform a reason to go after her, a reason to go after her children. So when these other like Black reviewers are like, well, Garcelle is weak, Garcelle needs to jump and beat, y'all know she cannot do that. So
yeah.
I just want the conversation to stop being that and us to stop judging what we would do in the situation, because when it's all said and done, this is for our entertainment.
That's another thing though, but like, it's not about what I would do. It's more so about the fact that like there is a system that enables these white women to,
of course.
And my thing is like, how do we buck that system? And obviously, I don't want to say we can't, but like, it's very clear that that is not going to happen. I think it was there's a page called Bravo Brothers where this man talked about, he was like, it was very disheartening to watch Andy basically let them spin the conversation about Rena throwing Garcelle's book in the trash to a conversation about freaking recycling, and he just kind of like let that slide.
That's what I'm saying, like, instead of,
I hate it,
y'all going after, well, this is how you should react, or this is why didn't you, let's take out the I would do this part of it, Garcelle, you should have, y'all need to be looking at the higher ups who allow this shit to happen,
right?
Andy, who continuously allows this behavior, but you're laughing about them about recycling, but you want to have a heart-to-heart moment because these people came on the internet, bots are not, and told her Black son that he needed a knee on his neck.
Mm-hmm. And then like, to apply that if he had not had a white father.
Daddy.
Like,
yeah,
that,
like,
is strange.
But it then infuriates me when people are like, well, Garcelle, you're a punk, you're weak. I'm not saying that's what you said. It's just this continued narrative of,
right,
Vanita needs to do this. So-and-so needs to, need to.
Right.
Let's let these women, the same grace that Andy allows these white women every season after season when they are literally facing federal charges and federal prison. Can we, as our own people and as our own Black women, can we allow Garcelle and Vanita the grace to handle things the way they see fit, because they are playing a long game?
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I simply, my Period. Bottom line is always that I wish they did not have to do that. I
Correct.
Wish for the same space that I allow them, like, literally it's a situation of I watch it and I'm like, God, I hate that for her, because
right,
I know
it's frustrating,
like I hate it. And I mean, like, legit. And I think in a way it kind of, like, specifically with Vanita, it bothers me because she literally is lapping all of them hoes on that stage. She is running circles around them. But she has to be smart.
Oh, my
smart.
God. Her business and her brand?
Yeah. Like, she
Let's
has to
talk
be,
about it.
She has to be smart and tactful. And she has to choose
exactly.
her words carefully.
Exactly.
And I hate that she can't just be like, you got me fucked up.
You bitches, bring me on the show. I'll listen.
Child.
Listen.
Even if it's only for one episode, can I please come in and be let me clock in. Y'all don't even have to like let me do another episode.
Because
let me do
I
her
know,
dirty work.
Because and the things I've witnessed these people do in front of me.
Child.
Y'all don't want me on that show. Y'all really don't.
All I can say is I wish they had the space and the opportunity to like bully back. And I hate that they don't get that. And I hate that in the process, I hate the most part in the process of them playing the long game and trying to be smart and tactful about it, there is a 99.9% chance that all that goodwill that they're banking up won't be valid because they won't get the opportunity. And that's what drives me insane, because I think about Southern Charm New Orleans and how literally that cast was, once again, I think they were running circles against, like, you know, the Charleston cast. And I just think about how,
well, they had more than two black people, so that was already,
yeah. And so it's just like these opportunities, just it's just like these white people, but they get these opportunities willy-nilly, and literally it's like black Bravo talent can't eat, like they can't catch a break. And it's just so frustrating. And so it's like I want to watch and support them. And there, because like there were episodes of Southern Charm where I wanted to watch to support Vanita, but then I would have to see how literally they would purposefully exclude her, and I was just like,
and gaslight her. And
this I'm gonna use
the term correctly.
Cruel. It was specific that yeah. Oyster Rose foolishness. The fact that Olivia and her Muppet mouth allowed Madison to come in and act a fool, and Austin and his Muppet mouth to act a fool, but then but like Vanita got
you went out.
Okay. Oh my goodness. My phone's on like do not disturb. So when my cousin called, I freaked out because I was like, wait, what's happening? But yeah, nonetheless, where were we?
Let's talk about,
sorry y'all,
Real Housewives.
I am the problem child of this episode. Jeez Louise.
Are you watching the season of Potomac?
Yes, I am watching the brown paper bag test.
Any thoughts so far?
I'm not quite sure why Robin is so desperate to have a problem with Karen, but it's very strange to watch. It is very strange.
I don't know why Wendy is still here.
That too. Wendy, alive. You know what? Never mind. I'm not even gonna say anything. Next case.
It's gonna be very interesting to see Giselle versus Candace.
Yes.
Candace doesn't annoy me as much as she used to, mm-hmm. but I feel like Giselle just does the same old tricks every other season. Side note, Monique and Chris Samuels.
Can we talk about it? Because that was very confusing.
Monique has lost the plot, and Monique, I just, you obviously planted a story about you separating from Chris. You obviously told Ashley so she could run to BravoCon and support your theory. Now you want to come back and, like, People magazine, they just don't print out lies just for the hell of it.
It was very strange. Like,
it was very intricate.
Like,
it
of was all dark. Of all the publications, you think People got, this is not Jason Lee and the royal family, okay? Like,
rest in peace.
This is not TMZ. Like, this is People magazine. I'm just saying, like,
I think Monique wants to be famous, and girl, like I said, that first season of Love and Marriage DC, it was her swan song for the end of her marriage. Like, yeah, she clearly wanted a divorce.
I feel very sad to watch, because like, girl, what is this?
Real Housewives of Miami is coming back.
Bruh, I cannot wait.
Lenny. Your motherfucking days, Lenny.
My husband built the perfect Lisa
that
sis.
That trailer was so good.
Lisa sis, you need to roll out to Liberty City or Hialeah and find you some friends who will go and cut that man up. Okay, little Havana, little hate, go somewhere. Like, go to Carol, sit, do something, sis. Because, like, you letting that man play in your face, and it's not right. It is not right. It's not right. I also, I feel bad because I was low-key kind of excited for Leah Black to come back, because she's such a chaotic nuisance. She's such, also, Adriana and Alexia's fallout, I'm looking very much forward to it.
I hope Alexia rips that bitch apart. I'm tired of Adriana.
This is something that's been in the making since the first season. I am very much looking forward to it. I can't wait.
So at BravoCon, they announced that the new Real Housewives of New York cast, I still don't understand why, I mean, I get why we're doing it, because Bravo does not want to cut ties with racist ass Ramona.
Which is weird, because especially after the foolishness that Ebony K. Williams just came out with. Like, at this point, what are we doing here? Like, how are we enabling this type of behavior? Meanwhile.
I love that they're going to have a new cast.
That's my thing. I wish they would just have the new cast, and instead of trying to have this whole legacy foolishness. Also, Bethany Frankel has lost her goddamn mind. Like, when we talked about male drama earlier, she never had it, but, like, in particular, she has, like, seriously, there's something, like, like, something is wrong. Because the way she has, crazy. Crazy.
Do you have any opinions on Kathy Hilton and the Lisa Rinna drama that's going on now?
Kathy, you are a fan favorite, but unfortunately, I don't think that you bring the... I feel like while Kathy's like funny and stuff, because, you know, she's aloof and whatever, and kooky or what is it, quirky or whatever, I don't think that she brings the ratings that... Basically, I don't feel like she has enough goodwill with the bank of Andy Cohen that he would throw Lisa Rinna's problematic ass out in favor of her. And I think the idea of trying to make them choose either or, I feel like the decision was kind of already made. It's just like more so you wanted them to tell you that they weren't going to create an environment where you could come back, because there is no way, even though she's delusional, unfortunately Andy is going to choose Lisa. She called herself the LeBron James of Bravo, and I just very much want to know what.
Speaking of delusional, Jen Shah.
Oh god, that was nothing I heard about BravoCon. They were like, she got uninvited, but she tried to crash stuff. But then she was like, that never happened. I'm just like, when is sentencing day? Because
right, that's where I'm at with it. Because this is too much. Convenient use of your POC card.
Have you been watching Salt Lake?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts about Meredith versus Lisa?
I always say, as a fellow Sagittarius, we don't mess with nobody, so do not ignite us, okay? Just leave us alone. When you light that fire within us, we are going to come after your ass and we will not stop. So to see Sagittarius against Sagittarius, I'm here for it. Lisa deserves everything Meredith is lighting her ass up with.
Meredith said, I'll punch in. She said, I'll earn my paycheck this season. Sure.
I was disengaged, but now I'm engaging.
Like, what?
It's been wonderful, and I want Meredith to become a villain, because she was literally there just chilling, grieving the loss of her father, trying to get back together with her husband, like, doing her own thing, and these bitches just came for her unprovoked. So, y'all want to play? Let's go.
Thoughts about the dissolution of Whitney and Heather's friendship / familial ship? I don't know.
That's very weird to me. I don't know what's going on with that. Whitney, I can't even talk about Whitney because Whitney's going through some shit right now.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure, because once again, I feel like it's a similar situation where, like, there's this misdirected or misplaced anger and aggression and, like, vitriol towards Heather, because Heather's not, like, holding her hand through it. But I think also Heather's like, okay, so you got family stuff going on, let's talk about family stuff, let's not use what's happening in your private life as a means for you to score points, like, on your reality TV job. And I think it's one of the reasons why Robin and Giselle probably have had their quote-unquote friendship last so long throughout these past seasons, because it's almost like they, and similar to the foolishness with the Fox Force 5, there's this off-camera unspoken agreement that, like, you know, whatever is going on back at the ranch, That's that. But when it's time to clock in and do the show stuff, we are on a united front. And I feel like Heather was like, yeah, we on a united front. And Whitney was like, well, actually, I think I want to go about it this way. So it's kind of just like watching one pledge allegiance to Lisa Barlow and the other pledge allegiance to Meredith Brooks. Or what is Meredith's name? Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of just like, okay, so did they not, like, did y'all not have a planning meeting to discuss who y'all were going to be friends with?
I just have one question.
Yes.
Dorit, who robbed you, since you know so goddamn much?
Ooh.
Who robbed you, Dorit?
Ooh. Ooh.
That's
it.
PK. Oh, okay. Okay. I just
Which wondered. Also, very confused. That was another thing about BravoCon. I was confused. The question about which Bravo couple would be the next breakup. And Erica being like, oh, Dorit and PK. And her
Meredith not, Marks, my bad, not Brooks.
I knew
it Brooks was is her son.
Yeah, because I was like, did she name her son? Like, is his name Brooks? Brooks? Like, what? Okay. But yeah, so it's just kind of like, for A, her
Girl,
to be
that
like,
was a that was a scheme that Todd set up with Common to say because every time we and Andy are ready to give Dorit the pink slip, it's some shenanigans while the reunion is airing. And I was like, y'all are not fooling me. Y'all aren't fooling me.
It was very confusing because for her to be like, oh, it was a joke. And then PK basically launches a grenade at her on social media. She's like, I thought we were joking. First of all, what? Because call me crazy, but quote unquote, I would not my friends the butt of a joke like that. I wouldn't do
shenanigans.
That.
I don't believe it. You need more people.
It's just very strange.
So go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say it's also been interesting to what you talked about earlier with Candace and Giselle having this issue, and to watch how Robin has like been actively being like, what are you talking about? Part of me wonders if Robin would have cared this much had Giselle not aired her out about not having Juan on the mortgage, but you know, maybe that's just me.
Half on a baby. Okay, so I have to start getting ready for lunch, but I do want to say that I did start watching this season of Love Is Blind. No.
Okay.
Have you started watching the season yet?
I haven't watched Love Is Blind since the first season, but that's it's nothing against the show. It's just like that. Every time I'm supposed to start a new show, I just go back and watch my comfort show.
I agree. I just started this season 3, and it's my first time watching these people in these pods tell each other they love them and
strap yourself engaged. In.
I will say I'm enjoying that, so I might review that. You guys, I might.
Ooh.
I might, or maybe just the first 3 episodes. Ready to Love looks like a hot ghetto mess. Own has lost the plot.
Just saying that, like, it's a good thing that Kiki did not review this season because it seemed like it was short, pure chaos. I feel like it's kind of been, I call me crazy, but after the foolishness that we had to endure in that season in DC/Potomac, specifically with the way that Cliff and Joy carried on, I can't watch Ready to Love now. I saw that and I was like, yeah, this is where I leave you, because y'all literally like no absolutely not no
so much good TV.
I'm gonna start from scratch on Netflix. I heard I need to get my tissues. So,
because we have to amend any on that note that you wanna do in 5 minutes.
My on that note is just believe God for your visions, and also, yeah. I have like a more elaborate one, but Kiki has a lunch date, y'all.
I gotta go to lunch, you guys.
And strangely enough, the cable guy just knocked on the door to say he's about to start drilling and disconnecting stuff. Okay. So, you know, yeah.
My on that note is I'm just going to read y'all the definition of freedom of speech, because a lot of y'all don't never know what the fuck y'all are talking about.
Yep.
freedom of speech, the right to express any opinions without censorship or restraint. One more time for the people in the back. The
government right to, restraint.
The right to express any opinions without censorship or restraint. Thank you guys for listening. We love y'all.
We love you for free, sugar.
Brown sugar bookworm. We're still growing. At K-Dior on Twitter.
Ash always talking on IG and Twitter. Not much is happening because work is insane. But yeah, love y'all.
We love y'all. We will see you guys next time. Bye. Bye.